Welcome to the Pratt on Texas, Texas Hour podcast. Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country. Now to today's edition of Pratt on Texas.
Ladies and gentlemen, Texans and Tejanos, you are tuned to the show that talks the talk and walks the walk. It's Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your host, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio on the eve of Texas Independence Day, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, all done without a donor or management-controlled leash or muzzle. Yes, the voice is still failing very badly. I'm having to speak in a very different way today, but we'll bring you a fresh show, my friends, right here on the eve of Texas Independence Day. Be sure you fly your Texas flag tomorrow, March 2nd, Saturday. Our Lone Star story of the day, Biden talked about climate change at the border in Brownsville. Trump talked about the real crisis and what had been done and needs doing again. I'm going to bring you Trump's remarks from Eagle Pass yesterday. Part of that, of course, also to do with the voice, and it's interesting to hear anyway, so we'll have that for you. The Lone Star story of the day is sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Look out for your people and your bottom line by creating a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. Also, my friends, coming up, Site Selection Magazine lists its 2023 Governor's Cup winners in its March issue that's out today. Texas wins its 12th consecutive cup for projects. We've got campaign news. We've got more news on electioneering in school districts and just a lot of other things to get to. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. All right, the 2023 Governor's Cups. Mark Arand writing for Site Selection Magazine out today. Texas wins its 12th consecutive cup for total projects, weighing in at 1,254, more than twice the number in second place Illinois, which only logged 552. Rounding out the top five were Ohio at 462, California, which of course is by far the largest state in population, way down there at only 374 new projects, and Georgia, which has been on a big growth spurt, down at 318 projects. Texas also saw the largest increase in construction jobs in 2023 at 32,800, or 4.3% more than the previous year, according to Associated General Contractors of America data released in January. Texas wins the Governor's Cup again. 1,254 projects of companies moving facilities to the Lone Star State. The 12th consecutive win for that. It's the most. And by the way, this was the most amount of projects that Texas has had this decade. And in 2020, we had 781. 2021, it was 1,123. 2022 was 1,028. This last year, 1,254. Let's move to the Baker Hughes rotary rig count for oil and gas drilling rigs. Well, we had a nice reprieve last week. We had a positive report in Texas, but forget that. We're back down to two again. Back down to 299 drilling rigs, dropped by two this week in the Lone Star State. Officials fear more than 100 homes were burned in Fritch, there by Lake Meredith in the Panhandle, as the fires continue. The report from WFAA said that officials leading evacuation and recovery efforts in Fritch. Fritch is a little less than about 2,000 people, regular West Texas small town. Some of the media called it tiny town. It's from a town like that. We never thought of that as a tiny town. Anyway, east of Borger, northwest of Amarillo, up by Lake Meredith. So, isn't it home to comedian Ron White? I think that's where he's from. About 100 homes and maybe more have been lost in the Windy Deuce fire. So that's not the smokehouse fire. It's 142,000 acres, 50% contained as of last night. Governor's headed up there today, and they're going to go around and do more surveys. They'll have more information. Local church is taking people in, taking care of them there. That fire started just 3 days ago at a measly 750 acres and grew intensely in that massive wind that was out there. Now, the most interesting thing about these fires so far is a filing with the U.S. Securities Exchange Commission. Investigators, this is a story reported by Gannett. I know the Lubbock Avalanche Journal had the story. I think it's in some other places too. But investigators from insurance companies have been in communication with XL Energy, big power company out of Minneapolis, that Texas Southwestern Public Service Company. It's headquartered in Amarillo. And there's been lawyer letters going back and forth, insurers already wanting to figure out who's responsible so they can go after that person's insurance when they have to pay out their claims. And it looks like all the questions are all about that the Smokehouse Creek fire may have started with a downed utility pole out there. And so clearly that's what's going in, and they're publicly traded. So I guess they were required to file this with the SEC, Securities Exchange Commission, and that's what's going on right now. So very interesting they're trying to point this at a utility line that went down. And again, that's so the insurers can then go after somebody else's insurers for it all. Former Judson ISD teacher Mark Daniel Mallow, he was a middle school band teacher down in the San Antonio area district, Judson. He has been sentenced to 131 years in prison after being convicted on 20 counts of child pornography. Ooh. Boy, my voice sounds terrible. And I listened to the show, and it didn't sound as bad as it is. It's actually very hard to talk, and to me, it's terribly bad. Getting better, I hope. Not feeling terribly bad. Wasn't feeling well most of the week, but past all that, now feeling pretty well today. And I'm looking forward to being at the Texas Independence Day. That just worked out that way. The premiere of 33 AD at the Ragtown Gospel Theater, a new original play by Chip Polk and lead actor Glenn Polk, his brother, professional actor, at the absolutely gorgeous Ragtown Gospel Theater in Post. You can get all the details at ragtown.com. It's very easy. You can just reserve your tickets and then on their little system and then just pay when you get there. This is a major theater, what you would see in Branson or somewhere like that. You can read all about it there at their website, ragtown.com. But if you want to hear about how this came about, why they're in their 18th season in Post, Texas, the 18th season, in a business that most people can't make it a year with original dramas, by the way. They're not staging stuff that was already a big hit somewhere else, sure to sell tickets. You need to listen to the podcast extra that I put up a week or so ago with Chip Polk at Pride on Texas. Just go to prideontexas.com, click on where it says podcast recording of the show. That's all it is. A podcast is just a recording. And you just look for that headline, just scroll down, look for that headline and about the Ragtown Gospel Theater, and then just click play like you would a video at YouTube or anywhere, and that's how you do it. So all the shows are at 3 p.m. on Saturdays. This 33 AD runs from tomorrow, the 2nd of March, all the way through the 20th of April. Every show, 3 p.m. on Saturdays, and very inexpensive. You'll be shocked. And by the way, you can see lots of photos of the theater and all about how it was designed and built. All that's at ragtown.com. So I intend to be there. I may not be able to speak to people that come up and say hello, but I'm over the not feeling well part and probably being any kind of contagious. All right, now, I've got quite a set of stories. One has to do with Second Amendment and gun rights in Texas for police officers. That involves Attorney General Ken Paxton. And then we have the third day in a row or fourth day in a row, more follow-up on these school districts and their election hearing, more lawsuits from the Attorney General.
More from the True Texan Studio after this.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Mike and Jason find and rehab good condition, good reputation work trucks that can help you and your business. Half ton all the way up to 2 ton work trucks. Mike and Jason are hands-on, finding trucks and working on them in the shop. Call them at 806-687-1115 or go to specialtytrucksoflubbock.com to get Mike or Jason's cell number. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name. Specialty Trucks. SpecialtyTrucksOfLubbock.com.
Why does keeping up with the news have to be so hard? It's like sorting through a mountain of garbage. We're here to change all that. 21st Century Watch Magazine. It's quarterly, conservative, and completely free. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stCenturyWatch.com. We'll never sell your information. Cancel anytime. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stCenturyWatch.com for your free subscription.
About visiting the show's official dentist in Costa Rica, a couple from Lubbock learned what I mean about turning a trip to the dentist into a vacation virtually free. We used your suggestion to go to Sylvia in Costa Rica. She was wonderful. Instead of $7,400, I spent $1,640, and not only for my dental work, but my husband's too. It was a refreshing adventure, and she guided us in things to do. Thank you for letting listeners know. Arrange your adventure to Dr. Sylvia Zuniga by clicking on the dental care banner at PrattonTexas.com.
Now, a man who understands that elected officials work for us. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. By the way, the March edition of the Buffalo Gap Roundup News is coming out soon because it's March. And I just got a sample front page. Thank you to Larry Don. He's got my column on the front page. And it really is an important column given the election and all the stuff people try to tell you about appointing Democrat chairman in the Texas House and stuff in the headline. Really sums it up. I just described the history of all this and what's going on. But working with, that's in quotes, Texas Democrats is different than empowering Texas Democrats. And that seems to be something that a lot of our state reps and people don't understand and they need to understand. That'll be out in the March edition of the Buffalo Gap Roundup News. There's also a really fun piece on the second section, the B section front page by Wayne Allen Root. And it's got a picture of the Super Bowl. It says, breaking news, it's been 3 days since Super Bowl. You thought Kansas City won? Nope, San Francisco was just announced the surprise winner. And, of course, he's just talking about what we're dealing with in our election cycles these days. And that'll be very interesting. Always fun to read through the Buffalo Gap Roundup News, my friends. Now, I've been active with the gun rights issue in Texas since going way back before we passed concealed carry. And one of the things, I'm going to remind you, there's a big story at WFAA by Rachel Snyder that was published late last night before their 10 o'clock newscast in Dallas. And I think you need the context because you need to remember that the leftists in their anti-gun stuff were making it even illegal for police officers and even retired police officers from carrying their weapons places. And yet we have these shootings where the only way you're going to stop somebody is having somebody nearby with a firearm. In other words, the only way you stop the bad guy that's doing something bad is with a good guy with a gun. And so there were a lot of laws passed in Texas and elsewhere to make sure that we could populate crowds just naturally with even retired law enforcement, if they're still allowed, you know, whoever carried their papers or whatever, that they could carry a firearm. Well, interestingly, an interesting story I didn't see anywhere else in the Texas media. Texas AG Attorney General Ken Paxton sues the State Fair of Texas, the Factory in Deep Ellum, and Texas Trust CU Theater in Grand Prairie. The lawsuits are alleging that those venues did not allow off-duty police officers to bring their firearms into the venues on multiple occasions, violating a 2017 law allowing police officers to bring their weapons into public venues whether or not the officers are on duty. The law says a sports venue or place of public accommodation, amusement, or convenience to which the general public is regularly invited may not prohibit or restrict a peace officer from carrying on the establishment's premises a weapon that the peace officer is authorized to carry, regardless of whether the peace officer is engaged in the actual discharge of the officer's duties while carrying the weapon. Now, the state fair does allow concealed carry license holders in. They have a special line for that. They do a pretty good job of that, but there's police officers, and people say, well, how did the AG know about this? Because there's a reporting thing at the website now. When people deny your gun rights, you can report this stuff. So what happened was, in 2022, an off-duty police officer was prevented from bringing his weapon in the fairgrounds. I guess somebody there was so stupid they didn't understand that, you know, license to carry. He would also be licensed to carry. He's just licensed under a different regime. But anyway, and so they sent a letter. And by the way, the state fair, oh, we're complying, we're complying, we're doing everything. He sent the letter, and they've said they were going to comply. The problem is the lawsuit says the second off-duty police officer mentioned in the lawsuit was prevented from bringing a weapon to the fairgrounds in September of this last year, well after the receipt of the letter where they said, oh, we're going to make sure this doesn't happen again. Now, the factory in Deep Ellum is a venue, and they've at least 8 off-duty police officers were prevented from bringing their weapons into the venue, and we need that. Going back to 2021, because there have been quite a few shootings and things in Deep Ellum there east of downtown Dallas. Paxson's office says they reached owners of the factory about their compliance with the letter in February of last year, the end of February last year. And they said they would cease violating the law. But the AG says, and again, these are probably from complainants who've used the form at the AG site, there have been 4 more instances of off-duty police officers being prevented from bringing weapons in the venue from May to December of this last year. And so it's well after the receipt of the letter. But those people at least said they were going to go along. This Texas Trust CU, I guess that's credit union, I don't know, CU Theater in Grand Prairie. It appears to be like so many of these places. It appears to be run by ultra-leftists who would rather you die and innocent people die than, for their little political point about weapons, because obviously no rule's going to stop. And by the way, well, we do screenings and we have metal detectors. Oh, that's bull. All you got to do is get there at the cleaning crew at night and tape one under a table or something, or have somebody else that doesn't go through that carry it in and leave it for you. I mean, this people are just stupid about how easy it is to get something in there, in a place. But this place in Grand Prairie actually says on its site, and their policy is, quote, guests, including law enforcement personnel not present in an official capacity, are prohibited from bringing weapons into the theater. So a bunch of leftists there in Grand Prairie, and they're getting sued. They have not. They've done this too. They were advised. The city of Grand Prairie was advised. The city said they told this place, you've got to do it. But the place has continued on. So I'm glad to see this. An interesting piece on our Second Amendment rights and just public safety rights, because that was the impetus behind this, is we need more people who are trained with their weapons, like police officers, being armed in places where people are gathered, so that when something does happen, somebody can stand up and try to put the miscreant down. But you've got all these liberals and people that don't want to do it. It's a problem everywhere. Even in Lubbock, you've got big venues here that tell you can't bring your concealed carry, which, of course, is just dumber than hell. Of course, then they're absorbing all liability if something does happen, and they think they're keeping weapons out. It's so funny. I could show you any day of the week. Wouldn't take me 10 minutes to figure out how to get multiple weapons in one of these people's and get them secured away in advance of an event. But they don't get it, because that's why they're lefties. Their brains don't work. All right, my friends, Today in Texas History, sponsored by Hub City Title, Lubbock's premier title and escrow company. HubCityTitle.com. If you need title and escrow services, use them. They have in-house title examiners. Boy, this voice is rough. It is so hard to speak. The Siege of the Alamo was ongoing. Now, this is the 1st of March, Tomorrow is Texas Independence Day. Today, at Washington on the Brazos in 1836, the convention drafted the Texas Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the Republic of Texas, organized the ad interim government, named Sam Houston Commander-in-Chief of our military forces. It was the next day, March 2nd, Texas Independence Day, that they declared independence from Mexico, which established the Republic of Texas. So be sure you are flying your Texas flag tomorrow. Well, a year later, the United States sent a diplomatic agent, Alice Louis LaBranche, as charge d'affaires to the Republic of Texas. The U.S., a lot of politics. The Texas issue was central to U.S. politics for darn near 20 years, and they didn't want to recognize this. Of course, it's one reason we have such a great relationship with Great Britain, because they were the world power, and they were probably too thumb their nose at Washington, but they were the first major power in the world to recognize Texas independence and recognize us as a country. We go to the border next and Trump's comments. Back in a moment.
More Texas political and news analysis without a management muzzle in a moment.
A Texas Aggie from the big country says he visited Dr. Sylvia Zuniga at Dental Care in Costa Rica, spent about $7,000 on the entire trip with his wife, and yet saved over $5,000. He asked, how could it be any better? Our Aggie friend and listener wrote, thank you for recommending Sylvia. Her work and service was what you said it would be. Very good. It took me several months of listening to you and researching on the internet to finally decide to do it. So glad I did. Learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and Dental Care. Click the banner at prideontexas.com.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
Architects, builders, owners, Texas Government Code 3100.055, our flag code, specifies that when the Texas flag and the U.S. flag are flown at the same location on separate poles or staffs, the Texas flag is to fly at the same height as the national flag. Respect Texas, our flag code, and our culture. Stop setting poles and staffs lower than the national standard flies. The Texas flag is to fly at the same height as the U.S. flag when on separate poles or staffs. Protect Texas. Do it right, please.
Here's a man who feels sorry for those needing to make their country great again. Texas has always been great. It's Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Thank you for putting up with the voice that is almost non-existent today. Trump went to Eagle Pass, Joe Biden went down to Brownsville, and then what did he lead off with? Talking about climate change and calling anybody that disagrees with him a denier and saying you're a Neanderthal, which is pretty funny coming from a guy like him. But that's the way it is, ladies and gentlemen. Trump was at the border where the problem is in Eagle Pass and called this a Joe Biden invasion. Here are the former president's comments.
The reports have come out, and we've been covering them, and everybody's been, and I spoke to the parents of an incredible young lady, and you saw her the other day. You saw what happened the other day in Georgia, and the parents are devastated. They're incredible people, but this is a Joe Biden invasion. This is a Biden invasion over the past 3 years. I call him Crooked Joe because he's crooked. He's a terrible president, worst president our country's ever had, probably the most incompetent president we've ever had. But it's allowing thousands and thousands of people to come in from China, Iran, Yemen, the Congo, Syria, and a lot of other nations. Many nations are not very friendly to us. He's transported the entire columns of fighting-aged men, and they're all at a certain age, and you look at them and say, they look like warriors to me. Something's going on. It's bad. Now the United States is being overrun by the Biden migrant crime. It's a new form of vicious violation to our country. It's migrant crime. We call it Biden migrant crime, but that's a little bit long, so we'll just leave it. But every time you hear the term migrant crime, you know where that comes from. Allowing thousands and thousands and actually millions and millions of people to come. Could be 15 million, could be 18 million by the time he gets out of office, because hopefully The biggest risk we have is 9 months. That's a long time. Right. A lot of bad things can happen. I always say in speeches and rallies, it's if you take the 10 worst presidents in the history of our country and you added them all up, all of the problems, all of the lousy jobs they've done, you can add them all up. It's not as bad as this one man has done for our country. What he's done to our country is he's destroying our country. We were just talking before. The general was saying, he can't believe what's happening. He can't believe it. So sad. Last year, almost half of all ICE arrests were criminal aliens charged for more than 33,000 assaults, 3,000 robberies, 6,900 burglaries, 7,500 weapons crimes. This is all migrant crime. 4,300 sex crimes, 1,600 kidnappings, and 1,700 homicides and murders. These are the people that are coming into our country. And they're coming from jails, and they're coming from prisons, and they're coming from mental institutions, and they're coming from insane asylums, and they're terrorists. They're being led into our country. And it's horrible. It's horrible. And, you know, I know many of the leaders of these other countries that are doing it. And it's not just South America. It's all over the world. The Congo, a very big population coming in from jails from the Congo. You look at the jails now. You take a look at the jails throughout the region, but more importantly, throughout the world. They're emptying out because they're dumping them into the United States. And these guys try and make like, oh, isn't it wonderful? They don't have for something. Nobody's really been able to tell me how anybody could want it. You know, you're always in business. You always want to understand the other side. You want to figure it out so you can do something that's good or bad, depending on what you're looking for. But nobody can explain to me, because everybody I speak to says how horrible it is. Nobody can explain to me how allowing millions of people from places unknown, from countries unknown, who don't speak languages. We have languages coming into our country. We have nobody that even speaks those languages. They're truly foreign languages. Nobody speaks them. And they're pouring into our country, and they're bringing with them tremendous problems, including medical problems. As you know, we had Title II, and we had different things to solve that problem, but they've terminated all of that. Even the judge couldn't believe it. The judge said, no, no, you can't do that. It would be horrible to do that. And he let it go. But he said in 6 months it expires, and it expired, and that's it. So I just think you're doing an incredible job. Just 1 week ago, a beautiful 22-year-old nursing student from Georgia was barbarically attacked, almost unrecognizable, while she was out on her morning run. She was a morning run. She was doing a keep herself in shape. She was a beautiful young woman. She was a great person, best nursing student there was. I spoke to her parents yesterday. They're incredible people. They're devastated beyond belief. But she was beautiful, just so beautiful in so many ways, and brutally assaulted, horrifically beaten, kidnapped, and savagely murdered. The monster that charged in the death is an illegal alien migrant who was led into our country and released into our communities by crooked Joe Biden. He's crooked. I took the name away from Hillary, because she's no longer relevant, I guess. She was terrible, but what he is doing is just unbelievable. Joe Biden will never say Lake and Riley's name, but we will say it and we will remember it. We're not going to forget her. It's been just a horrible story that we've had to live with for the last few days. It's hard to believe. And her parents are just, they can never be the same. Great people. Just 4 days ago, an illegal alien in Louisiana was arrested for brutally raping a 14-year-old girl while holding a knife to her throat. And he then allegedly robbed a man who was getting out of his car in front of his home and repeatedly stabbed him in the face, in the back, in the face many, many times before police found this person standing in the middle of a street, all covered with blood, standing over the blood of the man he was attacking. Last year, a sadistic illegal alien criminal who was released into our country by Joe Biden was arrested for raping an 11-year-old girl and strangling her to death in Pasadena, Texas. And shortly before she was murdered, she texted her father that someone was knocking at the door. He arrived home from work and found his daughter's body stuffed in a laundry basket underneath the bed. Horrible. Crooked Joe is the blood of countless innocent victims. It's so many stories to tell, so many horrible stories. 3 years ago, we had the most secure border in history. Brandon was saying it. The general was saying it. We had the most secure border, and people weren't coming because they knew they weren't going to get in. And we weren't promising free education, free medical, free everything. I mean, all the promises that are made, no wonder they come. I mean, you look at what this governor, Newsom from California, isn't that his name, Newsom? What he's done to California is unbelievable. People are pouring in. They think they're going to get medical aid. And our soldiers, our vets aren't being taken care of. But people that come into our country illegally are. We ended catch and release. We built 571 miles of border wall, much more than I promised I'd build. And in addition, we purchased another 200 miles. And they sold that, much of it, for 5 cents on the dollar. And it's the best wall, the same wall that you're using, because the governor's now building a lot of wall also. And it works. Walls work. Walls and wheels, I always said. It's one thing never gets obsolete, a wall and a wheel. Everything else is obsolete about 2 weeks after you come up with it. And we got Mexico to give us 28,000 soldiers to take care of our border. We had the safest border in the history of our country. And now, outside of this area where Texas has done an amazing job, and in a pretty short period of time, they're going to have it all covered. They have just been incredible. What the operation that they showed me is nothing less than incredible. And I'll say this, it's a military operation. I mean, we have this is like a war. It's a military operation. So we had remain in Mexico. Remember that? You can't come into our country, and Mexico agreed to it. And I'll tell you something, I'll tell you why. Safe third agreements, asylum bans, Title 42, and rapid removals. But Title 42 was so important, rapid removal so important. But the best was remain in Mexico. You stay in Mexico. We had catch and release in Mexico. We had catch before that. It was catch and release a criminal, and they released him in the United States. We had no more catch and release. Our catch and release was we released him in Mexico.
I'll have the final bit of Trump's speech after the break.
During the break, log on to PrattOnTexas.com.
Warm weather evenings on the patio is a Texas tradition, and no one does it better or more tasty than Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse, and it's next to a lake with waterfall. You'll have access to comfortable surroundings, great service, premium liquors, beer, cordials, award-winning wine list, and great barbats food at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse all spring, summer, and fall. Meet friends and colleagues and enjoy quality time on the patio by the lake at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse.
At Thacker, every piece of jewelry represents a moment in time worth celebrating.
But when the jewelry leaves our store, that's when the real story begins. Her engagement ring will tell the story of the loving relationship that you share.
Your wedding band tells the story of the perfect day when you two came together. I'm blessed to be in a business where every piece of jewelry that leaves our store goes on to tell a beautiful story. We hope you'll start your story with Thacker's.
When you need new tires for your vehicle, trailer, or truck, talk first with the pros at Williams Brake, Tune, and Tire in downtown Lubbock. Williams Brake, Tune, and Tire has taken care of our tire needs for years with the best of service and pricing. Whether it's work vehicles, fleet service, or just your passenger car or truck, they've got the tires you need at the right price. Get tires and full service from personal vehicles to fleets from Williams Brake, Tune, and Tire at 19th and Avenue A in downtown Lubbock. WilliamsBrakeTuneAndTire.net.
A Texan by birth. A patriot by conviction. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Here's the balance of Trump's speech down at Eagle Pass yesterday.
And if you broke the law, we caught you, we deported you, or we did something else. But we were doing a great job, and that's where it stood. And then we had an election that we ended up getting many millions of more votes than we did. We did much better in 2020 than we ever even thought about doing in 2016. And very bad things happened. And from that moment on, it was a whole different ballgame in Texas and all over. But the governor in Texas picked up the ball, and they've done an incredible job. And I'll tell you, it's an honor to be here. I brought some people here, some executives from New York, because they're marveling at it, too. And you're doing your job. Now we have to find out what's going on the side, each side, because Arizona's not doing their job. You have a Democrat, liberal, or more than that, governor that probably doesn't want to do anything. So people are just pouring in through Arizona, and they're pouring in through the beautiful state, the once beautiful state, still beautiful, I guess, but they have a lot of crime and a lot of problems, California, because The governor's not doing his job in California. He's doing a terrible job. He talks a good game. You know, he talks about how wonderful things are, but he's wrong. And they have a big outflow of people. People that pay taxes, people that don't commit crime. They're leaving. A lot of them are leaving. So I just want to thank the governor. I want to thank this incredible group of talent behind me. And we just went through something very, very special. We did a tour, and we did it through all sorts of cameras. They're all over the place. I don't know. They're in the sky. They're in satellites. They're on the top of those light poles. They're all over the place. And you really have it done, and I'm very appreciative of it, Governor. You did a great job, and you're my friend, and it's an honor to have your support and your endorsement, and likewise me to you. Thank you very much. Great to be here. Thank you.
Unquestionably, he's right. It's a Biden invasion, Biden border invasion, caused by the policy choices made immediately upon taking the White House. All right, let's get to some of these other issues. I've been updating you about all these school districts being caught openly electioneering and the Attorney General's office filing. They can't prosecute them under the criminal statute, but they can file because of that stupid court ruling a while back, but they can file for injunctive relief in civil cases, and they're getting it. Paxton secured a temporary restraining order against Castleberry ISD. I told you about them earlier this week. The AG sued Castleberry ISD after its superintendent used state resources to distribute a list of political endorsements and instruct the district's administration to, quote, vote accordingly, end quote. Doing so was a clear violation of the Texas Election Code's prohibition against the use of resources of the district to electioneer for or against any candidate, measure, or political party. Castleberry ISD agreed that the superintendent and all employees would not use any funds or resources, including emails, to engage in illegal electioneering. Well, Paxton secured a restraining order against the Big Frisco ISD for the same thing. The court, and that went to court. The court instructed Frisco to immediately cease the activities that triggered the state's lawsuit against the district after public employees were discovered misusing state resources to influence ongoing elections. Now, folks, I'm telling you, this has been a problem ever since I've been involved in politics. It has been a big problem since Pratt on Texas has been on the air, and yet it's nobody but Paxton's ever taken this stuff up like this. And this is why the insider elites just can't stand him, and a lot of the conservatives like him. So far, Denton ISD, Denison ISD, Castleberry ISD, they've all been sued for illegal electioneering. There's a piece by Emily Medeiros at the Texas Scorecard. Sherman ISD is incentivizing teachers to vote in primaries. We've seen this a lot. KXII had the story where they give them some rule, like, you'll get to wear jeans for a day if you come back with your I voted sticker. And a lot of people think this is all great. I mean, they're just encouraging voters. It is not. Because they also, and they cover this in the story, they also make it very clear to the teachers what the position is. You know, you should be afraid of conservatives and all the other stuff. And it didn't seem like they sent anything out. Apparently there was an email from superintendents, well, in other places going out. But the problem I've got with the jeans for a day is it's illegal to use any kind of inducement to get people to vote. What you do in your own private company may be a little different. I don't like government doing these kind of things. I mean, Fort Bend ISD did this in the November election. It's a way for them to turn out people to vote who they pretty well know. It's sort of like when Harris County says, well, wait a minute, we were nonpartisan in our get out the vote efforts, except no. You put all the billboards and stuff in heavy Democrat areas. And you didn't put them in Republican areas. So we know that, yeah, even though it didn't say a specific party, what you were doing was hyping the Democrat vote. And in this case, they're trying to hype the give public schools unfettered access to your wallets forever crowd and the anti-school choice crowd and everything else. I'm just glad that the Attorney General, Ken Paxton, even with the fetters that have been put on him by a bad Court of Criminal Appeals ruling, that he's still acting on this stuff and standing up and fighting. It's fantastic. And on the subject of Ken Paxton, there is a big piece out. Several people wrote stories similar. This is one at Fox News. Texas AG Paxton teases primary challenge to Cornyn as senator announces leadership bid. Just for those of you who don't keep up with it, this is not new. This has been whispered for some time. Cornyn has been very nasty towards Ken Paxton. Cornyn is 100% insider, good old boys club establishment. He has not been happy with Paxton way before any of this stuff you've heard, you know, all this ginned up controversy, because Cornyn is he's just one of those types of people. They're very uncomfortable with movement conservatives and people that fight for their ideological position. And so this isn't new. And yes, Paxton's hinting at challenging next time, and be kind of interesting if the guy did win the leadership position in the U.S. Senate and then had a big fight at home. Most people don't know what's going on, so it would be really hard to tell. But I'll tell you what, if he were to be minority leader Republican leader in the Senate and win that, and then be challenged by a strong challenger in Texas, my gosh, I bet we would set fundraising records, spending records, let's put it that way, because it's under the federal laws that you'd have all these PACs in there. And everybody wants to be on the good side of the leader's position, see? And then interestingly about Cornyn, Gun Owners of America has come out, this is the headline, come out swinging against John Cornyn after he announced bid for Senate leader. The Daily Caller had this as an exclusive column by Henry Rogers, their chief national correspondent. Said Gun Owners of America shared their concerns Thursday with Republican Texas Senator John Cornyn after he announced his intention to run for Senate Republican leader just a day after McConnell, the turtle, said he was stepping down. In an exclusive phone call with Daily Caller, Aidan Johnston, Director of Federal Affairs for Gun Owners of America, said Cornyn's not a conservative pro-gun leader, mentioning pieces of legislation that Cornyn has supported in the past, which GOA describes as gun control. Let me just tell you, when he went in the Senate, when he was Attorney General here and he went in the Senate, he was extraordinarily strong. And he's had NRA backing for a long time. But it is true that as he's become more and more of a swamp swimmer, he's become less. There are a lot of people who didn't understand why I endorsed against John Cornyn a long time ago on this show, 6 years ago, five, whatever it is, 4 years ago. Why would you do that? He's going to win. Well, he's going to win. But y'all don't realize how off the reservation he is. The story at the Daily Caller goes on with a lot of detail, friends, and it's worth looking at. There is a big race in the Democrat primary for district attorney in Harris County. Liberal Democrat Kim Ogg is the DA, and George Soros groups gave her money last time, but she's turned out not to go along with their plan on totally soft on crime, so they've spent over $700,000 for this other guy to win that race. It's an interesting race to watch, and it's important to all of Texas being our most populous county. We'll be talking about that, I'm sure, after the vote next week. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Happy Texas Independence Day to you. Adios, mis amigos.